Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As you can probably hear and see, the camera looks a little bit different and the audio might sound a little bit different. We are going through some technical difficulties, but Tanner is doing his best to solve those issues behind me. So we're on to backup cameras today. As you also know, I don't introduce my guests because they could do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Justin King. Local hitter for McMurray. Born and raised in small town Newfoundland and been here for about 12 years now.
Okay, and what small town Newfoundland?
Stephenville Crossing.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. I roughly know where that is.
Okay.
So, okay, how long have you been in Fort McMurray now?
About 12 years.
Okay, and so what brought you here originally?
Work.
Yeah?
Yeah, just looking to... I'm a heavy-duty mechanic by trade.
Okay, so that definitely...
Yeah,
we have some heavy-duty equipment out here.
I actually started as a small engine technician, working on motorcycles and sleds and everything.
Okay.
Moved out here to kind of continue that.
Right.
Once I got here, realized the industry's a little different.
Yeah.
Made the move to heavy-duty.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. Now, you have come on, I think your girlfriend reached out to us to talk about a certain topic. A certain event that's coming up, what is that?
Yeah, so the event's called Wave of Light. Basically what it is, it takes place on October 15th at 7 p.m.
Okay.
At all time zones across the world. So okay. October 15th is awareness for pregnancy and infant loss.
Okay.
Also ends to be the last day of the week for Baby Loss Awareness Week.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the first time it's going to happen here in Fort McMurray.
Okay.
So definitely thanks to Dana for that.
Yeah.
And our mayor, Sandy Bowman.
Right.
Kind of reached out to him and it was a no-brainer. It was like an instant yes right away, whatever you could do to help.
Just okay. Let him know. Yeah. And so it takes place same time across the world on the same date. Is this something that you do at home and you just like kind of like remember and say you have a moment of silence? Or
yeah.
Is this something where you're going to have somewhere where people can congregate and get together?
Yeah. So what'll happen is it'll begin at the first earliest time zone, a place they call it International Dateline.
Okay.
On a place called Christmas Island.
Yes.
So that'll start at 7.
Right.
And then it'll move its way west to the next time zone.
Right.
The next time zone.
Oh.
So literally it creates an actual wave of light across the entire globe for a 24-hour period.
Okay.
So for this year, where it's the first one, it's going to be October 15th at 7, of course,
mm-hmm.
at the Saline Creek Bridge and Waterways.
Oh, the one that lights up?
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
So if you have the option for only one light, it'll be purple. But
right.
we're lucky enough to have multiple lights. We're going to have blue and pink, obviously.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's what we'll be doing.
Why is that obvious? I don't know. Why is blue and pink? You got to tell me.
Boy and girl.
Look at Tanner looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? Honestly, that didn't even register in my brain.
And guess what? Purple?
Yeah.
Mix them.
Whoa.
Mind blown.
Okay, so you guys are going to be gathering there at that bridge at 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
Very cool. So if anybody wanted to come and participate in that event, like what is it? Is just everybody comes together to tell stories?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Or is it going to be talking? Or what takes
place? We're going to have a little podium there and a speaker and stuff. If you want to get up and share a story or read a poem or anything.
Right.
And you don't have to have gone through the loss as well. Maybe you have a friend or a family member and just want to show up and show support.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to have chalk there if you want to write your baby's names on the sidewalk by the bridge and stuff like that.
Okay, Okay.
And if you can't make it for whatever reason, you can take part in what we're calling the virtual Wave of Light.
Okay.
So at 7 p.m., you'll light your candle in your house, home, wherever.
That's right.
And you can upload it to Facebook or Instagram.
Right.
And just add hashtag Wave of Light, YMM.
Okay.
And Wave of Light 2022.
Okay. Very neat. Okay, so now at an event like this, like how did it start? It's been in practice for a few years, I have to assume, at this point.
Yeah, a long time. Not quite sure of the history, how far back it started, but yeah, it's been in.
And how did you guys become aware of it?
Unfortunately, we went through a loss just about a year ago, actually coming up on a year,
okay.
A couple days time.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of support from the hospital and, you know, lots of pamphlets and websites, you know, so that's how we found out about the Wave of Light.
Right.
And then Dana had recognized that there's nothing like this in Fort McMurray.
Right.
And we're pretty sure that we weren't the only ones in this town that have gone through a loss like that.
That's right.
So she just kind of spearheaded the whole thing, put everything in motion and just, yeah, and got it going.
Okay. Now, as of right now, how can people find out about you guys? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we have an Instagram page. Yeah, okay. Wave of Light, YMM.
Okay. And so you've been promoting it now for what, a few months, a few weeks?
Yeah, a few months. We're really going to start the push now for letting people know of the date, what's happening, where it's happening.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Now that it's coming close.
And have you found that you have had people that have reached out to you guys so far?
Yeah, so when she created the Instagram page, she got a lot of private messages from local people.
Okay.
So it was actually kind of nice to know, you know, that we're not alone and
that's right.
There, you know, there is other people going through the same thing.
That's right, that's right. Okay, so outside of Instagram, is there anywhere else that people can find where you guys are? Is that the primary page you
that's,
guys have
set up
right now?
That's our primary, yeah, for any kind of contact. Yeah.
Cool. And then I'm curious, I want to know more. So at the event, you're going to have a speaker, you're going to have people who write chalk. Is this speaker like somebody who's like going to talk about grief counseling, or is it just individuals who get to come up on the mic and like, tell their stories? Well, what is that whole thing?
For this time, all we have is we'll be making a little speech, just letting people know, you know, what's going on.
That's right.
Let them know that we're here. Maybe give them information to who they can contact and stuff like that.
That's right.
But yeah, for this time, it's just going to be pretty much like an open mic. If you want to get up and share, you can. If not, that's fine.
That's right. Very interesting. So when something like this takes place, what are the steps that were given to you in regards to, you said the hospital gave you a bunch of pamphlets and whatnot?
Yeah, we got a whole lot of information. Had a couple of grief counselors visit us while we were still in the hospital and stuff.
Okay.
And then let us know of all of these resources, books to read, stuff like that. And it all helped really well.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine that that you would need a lot of support, not just from, like you said, books, but counselors and friends and family.
Yeah.
So this event in particular, like you mentioned earlier, you can bring, or anybody can show up.
Yes,
to,
of course.
To show their support. Yep. Interesting. Okay. And so after the event, are you guys going to keep that page going?
Yes, like
what's your long-term thought process?
So the page is just, it's going to keep going. And then every year on October 15th at 7 p.m., we'll be back at that bridge.
That's right. And so in regards to working with Sandy and the municipality, what was the steps that they needed to put in? Was it just a license to do the event? Or are you closing off the bridge? Or what does that
mean? I'm not quite sure. They may be closing off the bridge for that hour just for traffic.
Right.
I guess it all depends how many people show up. It being the first time, we're not expecting a whole lot of people.
Right.
So we might still be able to gather all in that section of the sidewalk on the bridge. Right?
Yeah, because it's a big sidewalk.
It's a fairly wide in that one spot, yeah. So maybe not, they won't be having that closed off, I don't think.
Right. Now, so you don't get in trouble. I know you have some talking points right there for you. Do you want to take a look? Do you think you're checking everything
pretty
off,
much,
or you're good?
Yeah, I pretty much covered every single one of them. I don't think I'll get in trouble.
Okay, good. Because, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. So, all right. So, how have you guys found, like you said, people have been reaching out to you. That has to be therapeutic, I have to imagine, to have some people that have the same kind of stories as you guys.
How's for sure. You know, It's pretty tragic, you know. It's it caught us by surprise.
Yeah,
this was going to be our second child.
Yeah,
a little boy.
Right.
And having people reach out, it definitely like I said, just let you know that you're not alone.
That's right.
And sometimes, you know, they can share things that they've done that helped them get through it, or other resources that they were in contact with. So,
okay.
You know,
now,
definitely help.
I think it's really cool that you're coming, because I assumed when I got the message that it would be a woman at first. And then throughout the conversation, it turned into like, no, you're going to be
there.
Which I think is really neat, because obviously I think a lot of people would assume that it would have been a woman like myself, just because they go through the childbirth or the child raising, growing, and then the potential birth and whatnot. But from a father's perspective, like it's a loss for you as well, right?
No, yeah, for sure.
So have you found that there's been a lot of dads who have been communicating in this group, or has it primarily been the moms?
Mostly the moms, from what I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, she was originally doing this, as of course you know.
That's right.
And as it got closer to the date, and she's very shy.
Yeah.
So really, I was really proud that she kind of spearheaded the whole thing in the first place. I was more than proud of that.
That's right.
And then she was doing the interview with you, and I was like, okay, you know, very proud. But as it got closer, she got a little bit of nerves, you know. And I said, well, you know, if it'll work, I can do it.
Yeah.
She was like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah. And it's a hard thing to chat about as well, right?
Yes,
so
for sure.
If you're shy and you have to talk about such a close, near and dear topic, like I can see how that would be crippling.
Yes,
to get
sure.
in front of the camera.
Yeah.
But now you can go home and tell her, like, hey, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. And maybe she can come and chat about the event after.
Yeah,
after
sure.
the fact.
Yeah, a little follow-up.
Okay. So that's a really good event that we're having in Fort McMurray.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're having in Fort McMurray. And I'm surprised it hasn't been here before.
Yeah, like, we didn't know anything about the event, of course, until we went through the loss. And she kind of said the same thing. She's like, you know, we can't be the only parents going through a loss like
this.
So it's like, why can't we just bring this here?
So is this something that you have to reach? Is this already organization that you say, hey, we're doing this as well? Or is this something that is just kind of just a freestyle kind of thing? Somebody started it and then you can just join in at 7? Or is this, like, how does that work? Is there a bigger organization?
Yeah, it's an international holiday, but a remembrance day, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's nobody you guys have to, like, there's not a governing body that you have to call in contact.
No, no.
Okay. So there's just, like, it's an international day. It's a movement that started.
Yes, exactly.
But every community is responsible for doing it themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking, like, maybe, and who are the ladies who came in here that were all white? Something Blanc. They have a dinner here. Chateau Blanc or something. I forget what it is. But they have, like, it's completely different, by the way. Sorry, I'm not trying to. Yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah.
But they have a dinner that they go somewhere. Everybody dresses up in white, basically, and there's a dinner in a secret location.
Okay.
And it's a global thing that happens. But there's, like, a governing body that they have to, like, make sure that they contact and work with. And there's regulations and policies that they have to adhere to, which I would feel like something like this would make it a little bit clunkier.
Yeah.
But because it's just kind of, you do what you do, and it's just a day. That makes it a lot easier for you guys to just make it happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So with this event, what time again is it taking place? Time and what date? I know it's 7 o'clock, but when?
October 15th.
October 15th, and this is down at the
Saline Creek Bridge.
Creek Bridge. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very cool. And what else outside of coming and talking with me today? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And having a Instagram page. What else are you guys trying to do to get that message out there?
For right now, that's all we have.
Okay.
We got the page. We're, you know, sharing posts and reaching out to people. Have people reach out to us.
Okay.
Hoping to have a little bit more information and stuff to post after the event.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Well, food for thought, just because we're here and the show is just chatting, is in Fort McMurray, one of the major social media platforms that I find is the most beneficial is Facebook.
For
sure. So food for thought, if you guys do have the time, definitely I would
we're gonna link
Facebook page.
Facebook page as well.
This video in particular, like, we put the full episode out on Facebook and on YouTube.
Okay.
But on Instagram we just put clips every once in a while.
Yep.
So you know, you wouldn't be able to see this episode in time for the event if you didn't have the Facebook page.
Okay.
But obviously when this goes out, before you leave, like, I'll get your name and your wife's name, and we'll tag you guys in Facebook so people can go and see your account and share it there.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think in Fort McMurray, like, if you really want a large majority of people to see your message, mm-hmm. Facebook is like the platform to do it on.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
Yeah,
like, no, obviously, for sure. You guys have your own things going on.
Yeah, it was just something we never put a whole lot of thought into. We just kind of started the page.
Yeah.
Sharing quotes and stuff like that, right? And kind of just evolved into this.
And so how's the page going? Like, what are you guys seeing for engagement? Or do you have a kind of idea where you're at currently?
No, she would be the one to ask for that. Okay. Yeah, she controls that page.
Okay. Well, listen, if people have reached out, there's obviously some form of engagement going on.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Cool. Well, listen, man, we are running out of time as of right now, but before we cut anybody, you got yours?
You have 5 minutes.
Oh, I got 5 minutes left. Okay, cool. Well, before I cut you loose though, let's take up some of the time. Everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera and the lights. Let's hear what you got.
Okay, like I say, shout out to Dana Clark, my girlfriend. Like I said, very, very shy, kind of to herself, but she just spearheaded this whole thing. Got the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. Got it in motion. And also shout out again to our mayor, Sandy Bowman. Mm-hmm. It was, she was kind of nervous emailing him, you know, him being the mayor, probably having other matters that he thought might've been more important or whatever, but it was, there was no pushback. There was no, it was just like it pretty much an instant. Yep. What do I need to do? Get it happen. Just kind of let him know the date bridge. And he said, we're going to make it happen.
That's
awesome. Very easy process. And then that just gave her the confidence. She just kept it going.
That's
created
awesome.
The page. So yeah.
Yeah. Outside of yourself, obviously a huge support to her. Has she had anybody else? Is there any other family members or any other friends of hers that are helping her do this now?
Yes, no, of course, yeah.
Yeah? So it's a few
family on both sides, yeah.
Okay.
Friends.
Okay. And are you both from Newfoundland?
No, I am. She was born in Labrador, but was raised in Tumbler Ridge, BC.
Oh, okay, the mining community.
Yes, yep.
Okay, I actually know a few people from Tumbler Ridge. Okay, so when this occurred for you guys, not being from home, like you just mentioned, there's some family here. Do you guys have like a good family system support here, or are they back home?
Her parents were here at the time.
Yeah.
But they just retired and moved back to Newfoundland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about yourself? Do you have a lot of family here?
My family all still live in Newfoundland. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're the only you're the brave one that came
here.
Yeah. All right. That's a bit challenging when you don't have like the support system. My hat goes off to the majority of people that live in Fort McMurray. Myself and Tanner are lucky in regards to we're born and raised here.
Okay.
So like
nice.
We have our families still live here, which is really cool. But like I have a little boy myself. He's 7, and like today, for example, I have a meeting that just popped up today. So I pick him up every day from school, but I can't pick him up. So I just call my mom and I said, "Hey, mom, can you pick Keegan up today?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure." And so like, there's that support system there. So I my heart goes out to the majority of this community that moves in from somewhere else and like needs to find and have that support to like help them out.
Yeah, for sure.
So you mentioned earlier that you do have another child. How old are they?
Her name is Ruby. She's 3 years old.
Ruby?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a handful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ruby at 3. Yeah. 3's a good age.
Yeah.
It only gets better, my man.
Yeah. I can't
better.
Wait.
It only gets better.
Yeah.
I dropped my little boy. He's 7. So he just started grade 3. And I've been fortunate enough. I drop him and pick him up every day from school.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped him off yesterday. He goes, "All right, Dad, peace. And then he like ran away from me, and I was just like, "No hug, no I love you, no nothing." And he ran to the park, and I was like, "Okay, I'll get him on the way back." And so
no, you won't.
He came on the way back to get into the lineup for school, and I was like, "Hey," and he just looked at me, and he's just like, and then he just walked in the door. I was like, "What the heck?" So enjoy the 3.
Yeah, for sure.
3 is good.
Yeah.
7 for me anyways is when he was just like,
yeah.
And so today when I dropped him off, I had a discussion. I was like, "Hey, listen, because we had a deal last year. He told me like, you can't hug and kiss me anymore, like in front of everybody."
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Okay, well, you have to tell me you love me every day though." He's like, "Okay, I can do that." And so yesterday he said, "I loved you in your car." I was like, "No, right when you leave." And so today, I got that love you in.
You got it in. That's good.
Anyways, man, thank you very much for coming in today. I definitely do appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
I know it's a hard topic to discuss, so like my hat goes off to you for doing it. Big shout out to your wife for putting it together.
Yes,
and
for sure.
We'll try to promote this on our end as much as we possibly can so that a bunch of people in the community can come, show their support, and help with your and their healing.
Awesome.
Cool. Awesome, man.
Thank you very much.
No worries. For McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much. This has been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. It means the world for me for you tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.